Todd, I was so surprised to know when I went and flew to Denver recently that the orange... Did you know that for airline flights, all of them, we've been at the orange alert for about 4 years?
I actually did know that because they have the recorded loop in the airport that still says the terrorist threat alert level is orange.
Oh, and you actually listen to that, because I'm among the Americans that don't listen, which clearly, it appears, puts me among the majority. But that also casts kind of a different light in the recent warnings from Homeland Security about terror, the terror level in Europe. French police have arrested 12 people who are suspected of planning homegrown terrorist attacks. That comes after the U.S. issued that alert for Western Europe over the weekend. The UK, Sweden, and Japan have also updated their advice to citizens traveling in Europe. And it's made us think about what is there a better way for the United States to warn its citizens about increased threats? And joining us from our partner station WGBH is Jessica Stern. Welcome back, Jessica.
Thank you very much.
Jessica is a terrorism expert and fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution on War, Revolution, and Peace. Her latest book is Denial, a Memoir of Terror. And I don't know if you heard our discussion with Brittany Johnson, who's getting ready to travel to France in a moment. She seems to be taking it all in stride. But we also heard from Ken Rinsler. He called into our partner, the BBC's World Have Your Say, yesterday. And here's what he had to say.
I think they're completely useless. I'm scheduled to go to the UK in a couple of weeks for my daughter's 18th birthday. Nothing would stop me from that. We've had this for 9 years now, and it's always these amorphous stay away from public places. Well, I live in Washington, D.C. Every place is a public place. Every place is a target.
Okay, so Jessica Stern, what would you say to either Brittany Johnson, who says she has no intention of changing her travel plans or staying out of public places, or to Ken Rinsler there?
Well, I think they're making the right choice for themselves. I think the government's job is to worry and occasionally to let people know that terrorism isn't 100% preventable, to remind them of that. And if there is something that intelligence that makes it clear that there is an increased likelihood of a threat and Americans can make a choice whether to travel to Europe or not, then they need to be told.
All right. Well, let me ask. I mean, one of the things that you specialized in was you speaking to terrorists face to face. I mean, right? You did that for a number of years.
Yes, I did.
Looking them in the eye.
I did.
So terrorists by nature make threats. That's what they do. Many of them probably turn out to be empty threats. How do you know the difference between an empty threat and a really serious, credible risk?
Well, it's often very hard to tell, but it's worth noting that the French counterterrorism chief has been saying all the lights are red. France has never been at a higher threat level. He said this beginning in early September. So, and some people were complaining that the Obama administration was taking so long to say anything about the heightened threat in Europe. So I think it's very hard to get right.
And yet, Jessica Stern, the French minister says all the lights are red. American officials say, yes, we're issuing a warning, but this does not mean that you shouldn't travel. Is the American government protecting itself by saying, look, we're still aware of the threat, so if there's an attack, at least we knew about it? Or are they really protecting travelers? What's the meaning behind these announcements?
Well, I actually think it's both. I mean, I think that people who work for the government, they have a moral obligation and to protect American citizens. And they also feel obligated to protect themselves should something go wrong. So I think there is an element of protecting themselves, certainly.
Is there any effect on terrorists when they hear alerts like this? I mean, are they less likely to carry out plans if they've heard that the United States or France or Germany or any other country has heightened their alert system?
I doubt that the statement about a heightened alert system has a huge impact, but the efforts to protect borders and rounding up suspects, for example, in France yesterday, those presumably, hopefully, do have an impact.
Well, I mean, how are Americans, how am I to take all this in, or anyone? You know, we're past the kind of gut-level fear that most Americans had after 9/11. We're past sort of the complacency that we may have felt after that. And hopefully we've reached a point where we have more information, where we feel more informed about it. How are we to take in these alerts and sort of protect ourselves? How do you protect yourself when you're traveling? I understand you're traveling to Europe in November.
I am, and I feel comfortable now making that decision, but some other people who are more risk averse might decide not to go to Europe. It's also soldiers are being encouraged to not wear their uniforms when they're off the base in Germany. People are reminded that they should be aware of exits when they're in large public places and that they should look for unattended packages. I think it's when there's a recent terrorist attack, people often overestimate the risk. And then when there hasn't been an attack for a while, people forget. And something in the middle is probably about right.
So what do you think? Is there a better way that we could alert citizens? Is there a better way even to make citizens take these warnings seriously?
You know, the research suggests that it's very hard to get people to take a threat seriously unless there has been a recent reminder, a very visceral reminder. It's hard to do. And I think that this is about right. I think that this low-level warning is right.
Okay, so what would you advise? You yourself are going to travel to Europe in November. Is there, would you give the same advice to your friends and family members?
Well, it really depends on how they feel. I mean, and how important the trip is. I mean, this kind of warning wouldn't affect my decision to travel at all, but it would remind me to be aware of my surroundings. And I guess I would say to my friends the same, that they should do the same if they're comfortable traveling. But the difference here is that people really do have a choice. They don't have, you know, it's not a vague threat about where Americans live. It's a vague threat emanating from a place they might travel.
Jessica Stern, fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, author of the great memoir, Denial. It is difficult to be aware of your situation when you're snapping pictures of the Eiffel Tower, though.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.